Hey, we're back here on Downtown on this Monday afternoon. It's 4:30. Time to talk a little hockey. And to do that, we get on the phone line and welcome in our friend Ty Anderson from 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, what's going on? How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty well up here. It's kind of getting an early spring vibe to it. What about down in the Boston area?
Yeah, same thing here. You know, heading out today, didn't need the, the old puffer vest underneath the jacket or anything like that. Or, you know, rather comfortable. So, now the sun is out longer as well. So we are getting into that sweet spot soon here. And I, for one, I don't know about you, I can't wait for it.
Nope, I'm ready for it. Absolutely here. Now, have you, I don't know if you're a night owl or not, have you had to recalibrate your schedule with all these West Coast games?
You know, it's really interesting. So I'm a night owl by nature. A lot of my jobs before I was a full-time writer required later nights. So I'm kind of used to it. I will always say this, that night games do not mess me up as much as a Saturday 3 p.m. game does, because that makes you feel like you are in a different dimension. You walk in early and you get out kind of late, and then you're like, okay, what do I do now? You know, it's 8 p.m. Everything is starting to kind of wind down for the night. What do you do? So as weird as it may sound, I will take the 10 o'clock games over the weekend 3 p.m. and 4 and 5 p.m. games, if that makes sense. So it's an adjustment, but it's not a life changer for me anyways.
No, that makes perfect sense. I would think sometimes those 12:30 games could be a little weird too, because you're inside, you forget what it's like outside, and you come out and there's still daylight.
Yeah, those are weird. And honestly, when it comes to those kind of games, my hot take of all hot takes is that I think day games in the playoffs should be banned. I know that that's how it used to be, but I there's something about the energy of those day games that is always kind of sleepy. Especially in the playoffs, it's always just a bad atmosphere. So I am anti 12:30. That's something I will say, and that's one thing that the NHL has kind of moved away from with the new TV deal. They don't do as many of those. They still do them, but they're not as common as they were under the old TV deal, I would say.
Well, let's talk about what's been going on recently, and really for much of the season with the Bruins. And tell me, which is the more troubling statistic, that they have lost now 8 games in which they led in the third period, or the fact that they've given up 11 overtime goals, which I think is worst in the league?
Yeah, I would say it's probably the former. A hallmark of a great team is being excellent at closing out games, whether it's through strong defense or getting that extra goal here or there to put a team away early. That's kind of been the calling card of a lot of really great teams over the last few seasons. I think you go back to that 2010-11 Bruins team, they were lethal after two periods of play. Like, you didn't beat them in those situations. So I would say that's more concerning, because I look at 3-on-3 overtime. The entire sequence is based off making a mistake, right? You have to have some element of chance and risk to win the overtime game. So it's only natural that you're going to find yourself losing those kind of games when you're a roster that is kind of short on skill players. So I look at the former as much more of a concern for me personally. And I think it speaks to a greater issue that the team has, where you don't have a ton of horses. So the ones that you do, you have to ride into the ground. And I just think that, at this point in the year, it's taxing on those players. There's more 3-on-4s. There's more back-to-backs. And when you're playing the same 5 guys 23 minutes a night, it's going to manifest itself negatively at a certain point. I think that's where the Bruins are at right now.
So with that in mind, as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, what are their needs and what are they able to do financially?
Yeah, I think their needs are you could argue they need a fourth line forward who can win some faceoffs. You can argue they need another consistent scoring threat behind Marchand and Pastrnak. You can argue they need another left-shot defenseman with the injury to Hampus Lindholm and the struggles of Matt Grzelcyk and Derek Forbert. So they have multiple needs, and the problem is they have almost no money to address those needs and no cap space or draft picks or prospects, really, for that matter. So if I were a betting man, and Don Sweeney is a guy who likes to move in silence in the shadows, doesn't tip his hand in any regard, I would anticipate a quiet deadline for the Bruins, mainly because of the financial implications. They are in a money in, money out kind of situation. And I'm not really sure that this team, if they're being honest with themselves, is worth, you know, jeopardizing more of your future and trading more of your already limited capital to address it. So, listen, they'd love a Noah Hanifin defenseman. They'd love another center, a high-impact scorer perhaps, you know, Anthony Duclair or someone like that. But I don't think they have, A, the assets to make it work, and B, the motivation or perhaps the thinking that, okay, we're one piece away from winning a championship. I think that's kind of the big debate happening right now. So I think that, if anything, they're going to focus on maybe some depth moves and some smaller kind of trades to bolster, you know, who gets called up or who gets thrown in the mix if there's an injury or two.
So do you think there were some problems with the construction of the roster, or has it just been a whole lot of bad luck?
Well, I think that with the current struggle right now, you know, I look at David Pastrnak and I just see a tired guy.
Mm.
And I look at Charlie McAvoy, and, you know, I think he's playing well, but he has to do everything for this team right now, especially with no Hampus Lindholm. So I just think the strain on your high-end talent is becoming very noticeable. It's interesting. I looked this up today because I was really curious. Among forwards this year, in time on ice, total time on ice, this total minutes, not per game, Pastrnak is 11th, Marchand is 20th, and Charlie Coyle is 46th.
Wow.
A lot of time on ice for these guys, and when you start hitting the dog days of the season, it's going to start to kind of cause some slippage in your overall game. So you look at the Bruins, the roster they have right now, the cap space that they had entering the year, you know, you have to give Don Sweeney some credit for kind of making it work with some value adds, but you're beginning to see the limitations of some of those ads. You know, JVR is not as consistent as you'd like. Kevin Shattenkirk doesn't have a strong grip on his roster spot right now. Like, so you're beginning to see, you know, what was looking like a great offseason begin to show some of its true colors here, which is fine. It's good, not great, is what I would say about this Bruins offseason and the roster construct they do have right now.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. It's getting tight in the East. A one-point lead over the Florida Panthers, tied right now in points with the New York Rangers. Does any of that matter, though, particularly after last season? Is it just more peaking at the right time as you get to postseason?
Yeah, I think you just want to be healthy. You want to be healthy, and you want to feel good about your game. I also think you want to be a little bit battle-tested here. You know, the Bruins had such a lead in their division last year this time that it was over. I mean, it was over by early March, and I think it did cause some problems for them when came time to, you know, get your mind right and play in the postseason and be ready to go in the postseason. So a little, you know, adversity, a little bit of a tug-of-war here for seeding is never a bad thing. I don't think the Bruins necessarily care too much about it, because they look at it and they know that just based on the Atlantic right now, should they fall in the second place, they're going to get a team that's playing well. You know, you look at, you know, third place through fifth place in the Atlantic, you know, between Toronto, Detroit, and Tampa, I believe is separated by, I want to say, 5 points. So all those teams are going to be in a good spot, you know, come April. They're going to be playing well if they earn the number three spot. So the Bruins look at that and say, okay, well, we're going to either play a team that's hot in the wild card or a team that's hot, you know, in the third place in the Atlantic. So I think that this is good for them. And it's really just about getting your own game right, because I don't think there's a league that has more variance in terms of the regular season and the playoffs like the NHL. So for the Bruins, I think it's really about feeling good about your game, but also having some tests along the way to feel even better about.
Well, what do they have to do tonight to take care of business against the Kraken?
Well, I think you have to get a goal early. You look at sort of what's been the downfall of this team of late. I think it's been a slow start. I think it's been you know, you kind of wait for the other team to make their move and then you punch back. This team is always a better team when they are the aggressor. You look back at that Vancouver game; they looked great through 40 minutes of play, and then they kind of sat back. They stopped playing. They really stopped trying to create offense, I thought, in the third period, and that came back to bite them. So you want to see some aggressiveness off the jump. You want to see them really make a strong push. You know, you go back to that game Seattle and Boston had a couple weeks ago here in Boston. The Bruins had a great first period, but, you know, a leaky goal from Jeremy Swayman and you were tied 1-1 instead of being up 2-0. And it was a big difference in that game. So I think you look at it from that standpoint, you want to have a good start. You want to get some goals on the board early. You want to feel confident about your game and just really be aggressive and not let your foot off the gas. A win tonight really kind of salvages this road trip for them. Right now they're 500. They got four of a possible 6 points, so that's not horrible, but it could be better. And I think that's how they look at it. And a win tonight makes you feel a lot better about this road trip than a loss, for sure.
And whatever happens tonight, what's the level of concern that fans should have at this point?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it's a 5. I think the greatest concern you could have right now is that neither goaltender has played particularly amazing out of the All-Star break, whether that's Jeremy Swayman or Linus Sullmark. I think you want a guy who, is a kind of a get-right game for either one. I thought Swayman was fine against Vancouver, but you had a feeling that once they scored that first goal, they were going to score the second one, and sure enough, that's what happened. I just think that you want to feel good about this goaltending tandem. You know, this is their strength. It was their strength for the first 50 games of the year. If that doesn't come back, the concern grows, but this is still your backbone, right? And so if they're playing well, you should feel confident. When they're not playing well, it opens the door to more doubt, and I think that's kind of what you want to stop here in Seattle and come back home. You got another big test against Vegas when your first game back. So I think you want to feel good about the goaltending above all else. And so they could use a really strong start from Linus Ullmark or Jeremy Swayman, or preferably both, I would say. That would do a lot in terms of concerns for this team.
Ty Anderson, 98.5 The Sports Up. Ty, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for being with us. Enjoy the game. Staying up late, doesn't matter to you. You're good. And we'll check in with you again before too long.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. You're welcome. Ty Anderson, Bruins Talk, here on Downtown.